You're listening to SBS News.
Tuk Tuk Bay is a tiny place located on Nelson Island, just off Alaska's western coast. With a population of fewer than 700, 95% of whom are First Nations people, it seems an unlikely place to begin the massive statistical operation which is the United States Census. But it is precisely because it is so remote in America's frozen north that the census starts here. It's easier for census workers to travel on ground when it's frozen than after the thaw. Robert Pitker, the tribal administrator for Nunukoyak Traditional Council, says he couldn't believe it when Tuk Tuk Bay was chosen.
At first it was unbelievable. I mean, I had no words to how to express it. And now that, you know, after census people came here to do their actual planning with us in the tribe and the council members, and it's come into play that it's really happening.
By starting in January in Alaska, officials hope to interview more residents who tend to leave for hunting and fishing grounds after the thaw. Lizzie Chimugak has lived for 90 years in the windswept western wilds of Alaska, born to a nomadic family who lived in mud homes and followed where the good hunting and fishing led. She will be the first person counted in the US Census, which means she's likely to become the most well-known woman in the tiny town.
I'm still happy that I got to this age and I'm still living, even if I struggle being sick now and then. I'm still happy I'm alive and I appreciate that I'm going to be the first person counted in the census. I'm still happy that I know I'm the elder of this place. I'm still happy about being still alive and healthy at this age. I appreciate that I'll be the first person counted. I'm thankful for that. Thinking about being the first person counted.
This week, Stephen Dillingham, the director of the Census Bureau, will conduct the first interview. Because of federal privacy laws, the Bureau won't even confirm that Miss Chimugak will be the first person counted, even though it's the worst-kept secret in her town. After the count in Tuk Tuk Bay, a celebration is planned at the local Nelson Island School and will include local dances and traditional food, which could include seal, walrus, musk ox and moose. Michael Robbins is the school principal.
Sure. For us, I think it's a great opportunity to show our culture, our community, our school in my case, and really highlight the things that we do well here and give us to, you know, get on the map of the United States. Not too many people, I'm sure, know where Tuk Tuk Bay, Alaska is. So it's exciting for us.
Tribal Administrator Robert Pitker hopes the message the rest of the United States receives is pride in his people and culture.
We are a Yupik people, and that the world will see that we are very strong in our culture, in our traditions, and that our Yupik language is very strong still, and that we want to hold our future in control of our own, you know, Yupik lifestyle, and our culture needs to be seen as strong as it is today.
The rest of the nation will begin their census in mid-March. Alan Lee, SBS News.